Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I love the dollar stores. Going to the dollar store is my joy. And I loved the 99 cent store more because it was one penny less. And I like to go to the dollar store because when I was a kid, my family couldn't afford everything at the dollar store. So now I show up, dude. I show up like I'm Beyonce. I'm like, that's what. I wake up, I'm like, it is a Dollar Tree day. Let's go. I'll go down every aisle, every aisle. That's the kind of money I got.
October 7th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Ah, man. It's going to be warm again today.
Ugh.
It's going to be warm again tomorrow. And then
it's going to be warm again tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be about the same as today. And then when you look at the forecast after that, it's nothing but cool sailings. A little bit of rainy days smattering here and there.
I feel really bad because it's my cousin's wedding on Saturday.
Are they calling for rain?
It's supposed to rain.
Is it outside or inside?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do they reschedule if that happens?
I don't think so.
I mean, it makes you feel better. My app doesn't say it's going to rain on Saturday.
Oh, well, then that changed from last night.
Friday, 55% chance on Friday.
Well, I'm going to a wedding then, too. So
on Friday and Saturday?
Two weddings?
Two weddings?
Wow. Holy cow.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Fresh in glass.
So anyway, yeah, 87 today is the high, 81 tomorrow, and then we're down in the 70s.
There we go.
Now we're talking Monday, high of 65 and rain.
Oh, tracksuit season.
That is Katie weather right there.
Tracksuit season. All those tracksuits have just been sitting in my closet.
Going, sure.
When are you going to wear me again? And I keep saying, soon, my babies.
And also, today is Amazon Prime Day. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Is it Amazon Prime Day?
I think so.
Oh my God.
And because I woke up to a news alert that says the top 100 things that'll the best deals for Amazon Prime. I'm like, oh, I will click on you. I will. So anyway, maybe we'll get to that later in the show.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we have Leslie on the phone with us today. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, guys.
So you went on a first date with a guy named Derek, and let's talk about the date. Well, actually, before we do that, how did you meet Derek?
Oh, through the apps.
Through an app. Okay. The dating app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
the classic way.
How long did you guys talk through the dating app or text with each other before you went on the date?
Not too long, like a week or so. I think we were both excited to meet each other.
Okay. And so you get together, and what do you end up doing?
We end up grabbing dinner and drinks, and just like so fun and easy. There was just a lot of chemistry, and I don't know. I'm perplexed why I haven't heard from him. Like, he did seem like maybe a little tired. Like, obviously, I'm sitting here racking my brain for any reason why he wouldn't reach out, because like the chemistry was undeniable and it was really fun and easy, like I said.
All right. So you literally can't think of anything that would make him not want a second date. And how long has it been since you've heard from him?
Over a week.
Okay. Well, we got him on the phone, and we're going to talk to him real quick. You'll be able to hear everything that we're talking about, but we won't be able to hear you. Okay. So when we're all done, we'll conference everybody together, and we'll figure this out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. So Leslie's now on hold. Let's talk to Derek. Morning, Derek.
Good morning.
Hi, my name's Gavin, and that's Katie. You're on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on something that we do called Second Date Update. We just got done talking to Leslie, and she told us that you guys met through the app, that you talked for about a week, and then you had a really lovely first date, and then nothing. And it's been a week now since she has heard
from
you. Over a week. So what's the situation here? What is the reason why you're being hesitant about contacting her?
Wow. Well, okay. She's 11 weeks pregnant. Did she tell you she was 11 weeks pregnant?
No.
She did not tell us that.
She said she couldn't think of a single reason you wouldn't want to have a second date.
Oh, she didn't tell you that she's knocked up at 11 weeks. Okay. Yeah.
Whoa. Hey. Hey there.
As you can tell, I brought Leslie back on. Okay, Leslie, what is going on here? Is he telling the truth?
Yeah, of course I told him I was pregnant because it's what's going on in my life. But, like, that's it. I'm not looking for a baby daddy. I have one.
Sure. Why would I care if you're knocked up? Why does anyone care?
Leslie, are you being why do you think Derek would not care? Like, why do you think he shouldn't care?
He shouldn't care because I'm just planning to have this baby, and I have the baby daddy. We're not together. We have clear boundaries. I'm like a woman who's wanted to have a baby at some point, and like I also want to date and find my person.
Well,
but like he doesn't have the responsibility to take care of the baby, so I don't see the issue.
How is he supposed to date a new mother? How is anybody supposed to date
a
new mother?
That's pathetic. Honestly, what are we like lepers? Like what are you talking
no,
about?
No, I don't think he means that. He means
let Katie woman-splain it for me.
He means
she's
because
not woman-splaining it. She's explaining it.
He means when you are, you know, newly postpartum, when you aren't getting any sleep and you have a baby tied to you nonstop,
possibly recovering from a C-section,
right?
Constipated,
and you can't like from that point forward, you can't just go out anytime you want. You've got a kid.
No, for sure, but it's temporary. And also, I'm sorry, how is this any different than like him going out, staying out late, doing drinks with the boys, and then he's like, doesn't have the energy to hang out the next day,
Hold
or
on.
Working late at an office. Like,
did,
it's,
The exact same thing. What was I thinking?
Leslie, did you say how is it different? I could probably rattle off 25 ways it's different.
But here's the thing. You're a dude. You'll never understand. Like, this is insane that you guys are acting like it's a big deal. Like, people have babies all the time. All the time. And they keep living their lives. That's insane.
You don't keep living the same life. You do keep living your life, but your life is going to be totally different.
No second date, right, Derek?
I don't want a second date. I'll answer it. I don't want it.
Okay.
Find a man who doesn't care.
I see.
Like all other
men. I think that you should find a man that cares very much.
Somebody who understands that I'm a person that has a child. It's not a big deal. You guys are acting like it's a big deal, and I'm really sick of this conversation.
Okay,
that's fair enough.
Sorry.
I would love to check in with you in, I don't know, 9 or 10 months.
All right, fine.
Okay. It'll be real easy to probably just get you to sit down for a phone call. So, anyway.
Okay, it will be. I have a life.
You do. You sure do. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So today is the first day of Prime Day on Amazon. And if you've been living under a rock for the last 10 to 15 years, that means that there's crazy deals on Amazon. Kevin has saved us a lot of work by compiling some of the best deals you can find right now. What are they, Kevin?
You could get Apple AirPods, the Pro 2s, for only $170.
Are they the ones that allegedly will translate?
No, it's the one before that.
Okay, all right.
And then Amazon Smart Plugs, those are $13 only. It helps you, like, plug things in, but then you can control whether to turn it off and on.
Oh, okay.
Smart home stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Those are so great.
If you like vacuums, they have vacuums for $75.
Okay.
If you like vacuums.
You know, vacuums are very nice. And then a Yeti tumbler.
Are people still into Yetis, or have we moved on to something else now?
I think they're still into Yetis.
I mean, most people are into Hydro Jug now, but it's...
Hydro Jug?
Hydro Jug.
This.
Oh, man, the koala one, we barely had time with the koala
one. Yeah, the koala, shoes in, shoes out.
All right, remember Hydro Flask?
Yeah!
Man.
Funny.
You have a Hydro Flask now, guy, what a dork.
I can't remember what a Hydro Flask looks like.
Looked just like that one that you just held.
No, it did not.
Yeah, it did, and then it had the little guy with all his hands and legs out.
Yeah, they pretty much all look the same.
You can get a Dyson hair dryer, which I'm looking at for $314.
What are they normally?
You are looking at a hair dryer?
Yeah, it's a Dyson hair dryer. Have you ever heard of her? Your hair amazingly.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, and she's very quiet.
Okay, it's more that you... Don't get upset when I tell you this. Most days don't even do your hair.
Well, because I don't have a Dyson hair blower. But now that I have a Dyson hair blower to match my Dyson vacuum that I'm going to get.
Okay.
It's a whole set.
Huh.
A whole set.
Okay. All right. And it's like $200 off. Okay. Kevin, thank you for finding some of those big deals for Prime Day. Am I the only person, though, that thinks that Prime Day seems like a scam? Is it really worth it? Like, do you guys actually, when Prime Day rolls around, do you actually buy a bunch of stuff?
I don't buy a bunch of stuff, but I usually grab some things. Like, I'm putting stuff in the cart for Christmas right now.
Oh, that's smart.
For Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Because if you put something in the cart now, it doesn't hold the Prime price.
No. You have to buy it now.
I see.
But I mean, it's not a ton off, but I can get 4 girls' hoodies for 10% off. I mean, not everything is a crazy good deal, but almost everything is something off.
Maybe I don't know how to do it. I mean, every time Prime Day rolls around, I go on to Amazon and I'm looking at all the products, and it's all stuff that either I don't really want, but it's but it's 60% off.
Right.
Or it's stuff I do want that's only 10% off.
Okay, now you know you could search for what you want. And then see if there's a Prime deal on it. So I just put put in girls long sleeve shirts. And then I found some that I like that's 20% off.
I didn't know you could
do that. You don't have to just go to the homepage.
Hold
on a second. And then see whatever it is they have to offer you.
Well, that's what I was doing. You're telling me that I didn't have to do that?
That's absolutely what I'm telling you.
That's like somebody, because it always felt like to me that I would walk into a store and then I could only look at what they wanted me to look at. So you're telling me, hold on a second.
Okay, so you could literally just...
All right, let's see. Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh.
Now, how do I look and see if there's a Prime Day?
Okay, it'll say Prime Big Deal, and then it'll say negative...
It doesn't.
Okay, so maybe that thing is
good news. Hey, you can have a card, the game holder, that's on a Prime Day deal.
Okay, all
so
right.
So hold your Switch 2s.
Okay, all right. Maybe I didn't know how to do this
it
right.
It seems like you didn't know how to do it right.
Okay, so this is good. People like this. People love
this. Why wouldn't you like saving money?
Because it just seems like, okay, well, let's look at this stuff. Okay, so cat litter. That's something I buy.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you are wild.
All right, so cat litter.
Is that expensive? You need to get it on sale?
Grass-based.
Okay,
cat litter.
Now you're being specific.
Wait, is that what you're looking for specifically, or is that what it's showing?
Yeah, smart
guys,
cat.
Listen, I would like to know what other people are finding on Prime, because Kevin, you did find some pretty good deals.
Yes.
On what?
On vacuums and...
Oh, no, you were talking about your underwear at some point.
Oh, yeah, my Calvin Klein 7-pack for only $45. Like, that's a good deal.
Seven pairs of Calvin Klein underwear for $45 is pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I don't get Prime.
Three pairs for $45.
But how'd you find that? You just typed in Calvin Klein underwear?
I typed in Calvin Klein and searched what brands they have.
Okay, so maybe I have too niche of wants. Is that what my problem is with Prime?
Can you think bigger than cat litter?
That is grass-fed.
grass-fed.
Whatever you said.
It's grass-based.
Right.
Listen, that's what Daisy and Pip like pooping on, okay? I mean, think bigger. Think bigger, Gavin.
Think
okay.
like brand name.
All right, think, Gavin.
Okay, what is something that, what do you want to get your wife for Christmas?
Like do Apple products.
Okay, Apple products.
Okay, there's tons on sale.
Okay, how about a new iPad? What do I got?
Now you're picking, you're nitpicking.
What? You told me Apple
they're
products.
They're already giving you an AirPod or an Apple Watch on sale. They're not going to give you the whole store.
Okay,
so
I do need a new Apple Watch. Okay,
right.
Now talk to me about an Apple Watch.
Okay, it's $309. It's on sale, though.
Well, what was it originally?
$429.
That's the...
What deal are you looking for?
I don't know. Something that we're like, wow, that's only $50. I don't know. I think maybe I'm still stuck in the Groupon days. Where like, you'll be like, what? I could get that for $15 and originally it was $75. And then you get it and you get it at home and you find out it's a piece of garbage.
Okay, so that was better for you?
No. Oh, somebody just texted in. Good suggestion. Look up Blackstone Grill.
Blackstone.
Is that a
flat top?
No. It's a black top. It's on sale.
Okay, and
it's $280.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. It's usually $371.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's good for making like pancakes and bacon.
Oh, that's something that you keep in. You cook inside.
No, it's
no,
outside.
Okay,
outside.
Forget my
carne
Dyson.
Asada.
Yum, fried rice. Make your own hibachi grill there.
Kevin!
Oh my God, forget the Dyson hairdryer. I'm going to do this.
We can make our own Benihana.
Yes, we can do it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so people lie, and they lie about their age sometimes, but it's way more people than I think we ever realized. Katie, have you ever lied about your age?
No.
Kevin, have you ever lied about your age?
Never.
I've never really lied about my age either. Not that I know of. But we're not in the minority, but I mean, there's way more people than I thought. 40% of people admit to lying about their age. So it's got to be higher than that. Those are just the people that admit it.
Now, do we know if this is people that have lied about their age to, like, use a fake ID or something?
No. It just, the survey was done with 2,000 adults. And often it is people claiming to be younger than they are. So I guess the answer is no.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah.
Reducing their age by an average of 4 years. And so we want to know. Text in, call us, 916-909-1065. If you lied about your age, who did you lie to?
Yeah.
Why did you lie? What was the age difference? We really want to know. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
So, you're a kid and you lie about your age?
Yeah, it's really funny. I've actually lied about my age on this exact radio station before.
That's
how old did you say you were?
Okay.
That's kind of awesome.
Paint us the scenario.
Yeah, so you called us for a topic we were doing or for a game?
I usually just say for Are You Smarter Than Katie? And sometimes whenever somebody picks up, I just lie about my age and say I'm older than I actually am.
Okay, so Are You Smarter Than Katie, which we do every day at 7:10. So you've called, and then you obviously sound like a baby, and we call you out and we say, like, is this a boy or a girl?
Hey.
And then, well, if it's a grown-up, I'm thinking, oh, Kevin wrote Aaron instead of Aaron.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Because it's a unisex name.
Exactly.
If you don't know how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how old have you tried to tell us you are?
12 and 15.
How old are you?
11.
Aaron, you are the best, okay?
That 1 year.
Don't ever stop. Don't stop doing this task.
That's so great. Have a great day. All right, buddy. Let's see here. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
And you've lied about your age?
Yes, I was going to the bar, and I had been going since I was 20. So at my 21st birthday, I had to pretend I was turning 22.
Oh, that's hysterical.
In my mind, that's the only time that lying about your age makes sense, is if you're trying to, like, sneak into a bar or a club and using a fake ID.
Right, which we do not recommend, Aaron.
Right, yes, so Aaron.
I had to tone it down. I had to tone my 21st birthday down because the bar I was at, had been going to.
That's so funny. How long, was that a while ago?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay, so because like, now I feel like back in the day, you could get away with being like, you'd have like maybe a bouncer, maybe, but a bartender would be like, hey, how old are you? And you could be like, 21. And they'd be like,
right,
you got it, kid.
Yeah, that right answer.
Even call you kid.
Yeah.
Carrie, thank you so much. We're talking about lying about your age. 40% of people admit to lying it. So lying about their age, there's got to be more people than that. And we want to know, who did you lie to and why? Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so who did you lie to?
I lie to everyone I get a chance to.
What do you mean?
I'm 42 and I don't want to grow up. I tell them I'm 7, but my daughter, when she's with me, she's 7 years old, she tells everyone, no, my mommy's really 42 and pregnant.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant. Okay. I'm just putting on a little bit of weight.
Wow. She is trolling. This is your karma for lying about your age.
Thank you so much for your call. We put this up on Facebook. What kind of comments did we get there?
Christina said, I'm 26 and I love lying about my age. Especially at sketchy dive bars. I'm okay looking for 26, but when I tell people I'm 46, I suddenly look really good.
That's hysterical.
Sean said, when I was 14 or 15 years old, I used to lie and say that I was 16 so I could get into the legendary Sacramento Goth Club, Amazon.
I don't remember that one at all.
No. Anna said, I lied accidentally. I would say that I was 27 for like 3 years. I said it to anybody that asked my age. I wasn't 27. I just forgot.
That's great. This is a great, and I'm shocked we didn't get this one till now. This text message that we got. I have not lied about my age, but a guy that I was dating for 3 years lied about his age. I was 27. He said he was 37. Turns out he was 47.
I don't know what it is about that, but that is like serial killer behavior.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She is amassing quite the jackpot. $280 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? And win or lose, what do they win, Kevin?
Tickets to
Sacramento Scream Park.
Oh, yeah, the four packets, but they're fast passes, too.
I know. They are avoid the line fast passes for the Sacramento Scream Park. And your opponent today, Katie, is Angelica.
Ooh, Angelica.
Good morning, Angelica.
Good morning.
I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question 1. There was a helicopter crash right off of 50 last night here in Sacramento. You probably saw it already. The whole thing was captured on video. You can see it by texting CRASH, CRASH, to 909-1065. It's nuts. It was a medevac helicopter. It was not transporting a patient at the time, thank God, and no one died, but 3 were injured. How many propellers does a helicopter have?
One.
Question 2. There is a lot of speculation that Taylor Swift is going to stop making music after she gets married to Travis Kelce. She was asked this question and said that it's, quote, shockingly offensive that anyone would think that. Her lucky number and next album will be the same number. What is it?
13.
Question 3. President Trump is going to have a UFC fight on the lawn of the White House, and we now have a date. It will be June 14th, and it will house 5,000 people. What flower garden is located on the lawn of the White House where very famous historical events have been held?
The Rose Garden.
Question four. J-Lo was asked during an interview about her divorce from Ben Affleck, and she dodged every single question. When the interviewer pressed her on some of them, she started to get agitated, and sources said she even thought about ending the interview early. How long were the two of them married?
Wait, who is that again?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Oh, man, I don't pay attention to her.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Question five. The Walking Dead was one of the biggest shows in history, and so many items from it are now on the auction block. Some of the most coveted items are Daryl Dixon's dirt bike and the Walker King's animatronic body. I got to admit, I don't know what the Walker King is. I stopped watching that show. If you bought the dirt bike for $114,000, Rick's sheriff hat for $87,000, and Michonne's katana for $59,000. What's your total?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm just going to skip that one because I don't have anything to write with right now.
That's fine. Oh. That's fine. You should get, if you're going to call in to be caller 17.
I know.
You should like
it. I had spring park tickets and I want my kids to be able to go. So I'm like, okay, I'm calling, like I'm going to lose or win or whatever, but I'm going to win.
Angelica, the good news is you have those whether you win this or not. So that's great. Yes. All right.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, good. All right. I can just give you a ringy ding for that right now.
Yes.
All right, Angelica, we didn't even have time to ask. What do you do for a living?
I'm a driver.
A driver? Oh. Like a rideshare driver?
No, not really. I work for Crystal Ray, and they have vans where they van out their students. They work every day.
That's wonderful. Cool.
All right, stay on hold. Katie's going to go now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. Did you see a helicopter crash off of 50?
Yeah.
That was wild, right? Again, you can see that helicopter crash by texting in the word crash to 909-1065. Did you know it was a medevac helicopter?
I did. That hit me really hard. I have friends whose heart babies have been medevaced in on helicopters. Thank God there wasn't a patient on board.
Yeah. How many propellers does a helicopter have?
Two. Top and the spinning one in the back.
The back one. Spinning one in the back. Yeah. Yep. Question two, there's a lot of speculation that Taylor Swift is going to be done making music after she marries Travis Kelce, and she says that that is shockingly offensive.
That is offensive. Are people asking him if he's going to stop playing football?
Didn't they?
Didn't they
we what? Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
I think we talked about that on the show.
And we said Taylor Swift might just give up singing instead of Travis playing.
Wow, we are part of the problem.
Uh-oh.
I didn't say that.
Check the tape.
Right.
Her lucky number and the next album will be the same number. What is it?
13, and that's my lucky number too, and it was before hers.
Oh wow. Right. Take that to Taylor.
Question three, you're going to be...
Tell her I said that.
You're going to be really excited about this one. President Trump's going to have a UFC fight on the lawn of the White House.
Punch him!
Yeah!
Get him punched!
It's going to be June 14th. Woo! It's going to house 5,000 people. We are so close to President Camacho and Idiocracy. Whew. What flower garden's located on the lawn of the White House where very famous historical events have been held?
The Rose.
The what?
The Rose Garden.
Rose Garden is correct. Man, if those former presidents could see the UFC fight, they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Question four, J-Lo was asked during an interview questions about her divorce from Ben, and she dodged every question. And inside sources said she was so pissed about it, she thought about ending the interview early.
I mean, can you blame her?
I guess.
Hey, stranger, ask me about my failed marriage. Let's do it. That's totally reasonable.
How long were they married?
1 year.
Mm. Close, too.
Oh.
And question five, The Walking Dead. Did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yes.
And you liked it?
It was tough for me to watch.
Too gory, too scary?
Yeah, and too suspenseful. And then it kind of got to the point where it was just like, where are we going now? Now there's some new city and
bad guys. I stopped watching it after like season 5, yeah. But anyway, though, it's a lot of the big items are on the auction block. Daryl Dixon's dirt bike is up there.
His crossbow?
The Walker King's animatronic body. I'll bet his crossbow is going to be on there, too. If you bought his dirt bike for $114,000,
okay.
If you bought Rick's hat for $87,000,
okay.
And Michonne's katana for $59,000,
okay.
What's your total?
Okay. Hold on.
3 seconds. 3.
$260,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Incredible. She can math.
Oh, Angelica, how many kids do you have?
I have 3.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
And there's a 4-pack of tickets because that's all you're winning today. Because
you got two
and Katie got 4. Katie wins. We had $20 as the jackpot for tomorrow, making $300. But you stay on hold because you won those Sacramento Scream Park passes, okay?
Got it.
Yeah, you got it. Angelica, thank you so much for listening. And what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Mm-mm.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Every single year, the rankings for the most popular Halloween candy comes out. And every single year, as far back as I've been in radio, number one has been Snickers.
Well, yeah.
It
has been dethroned.
By who?
It is not number one. And the entire order of the top 10 has been reworked. And it is the most insane, unhinged list I have ever heard. I'm going to run over it and then be prepared to call or text us. 916-909-1065 to, I guess, defend this list if you had to, but I think it's indefensible. The number one now is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I knew that.
I could see that, though.
I can see it, too. And a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I think, has always flirted with number two and number three for as long as Snickers has been there. Snickers has dropped. It's still in the top 10, but it has dropped down to 4th. Number 2 and number 3 are two of the craziest things you've ever heard. Number 2, M&M's. Not even peanut M&M's or caramel or pretzel or any of the good, fun M&M's. Plain old Ma-Pa, use them in cookies, chocolate M&M's. Number 2, go F yourself. Number 3, even worse, Hershey's milk chocolate bar.
What is going on?
A milk chocolate, and I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Who cares?
I should be defending this.
No.
No.
No, you know better than that.
A chocolate bar? What is this, 1923?
Thank you.
What are we sending them off with the troops to fight the Nazis?
Okay.
This is insane.
Here's what I hate about this list, besides the fact that it's obviously wrong. A favorite chocolate bar or candy should be complex.
Yes.
And I mean,
I agree with that.
Listen, there is room for more simple flavors.
Right.
If all you're giving me is 2 ingredients,
yeah,
that ain't enough. Or even worse, 1.
Well, I think when Snickers came out, that was very complex. But listen, this is the age of social media now. We need something like 100 grand.
Yeah, or Baby Ruth.
Yeah, well, Baby Ruth is just, I think, 3 ingredients. I think it's just peanuts, caramel, and chocolate. And I think that's it.
I mean, that's, but the flavor profile.
I mean, it's pretty good. I can't go with you on the Baby Ruth thing. Huh. What about a Take 5? There's all kinds of stuff in that, you know?
Sure.
So once you get out of the top 4, we're talking about the new top 10 for Halloween candy, and it's crazy. We start getting into what I like to consider the fun gay candies.
Okay.
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 Skittles.
Yes.
Nerds.
Okay.
And Sour Patch Kids. And then we skip number 9 and number 10, Airheads. I'll group Airheads in with the gay candy as well.
Okay.
And I like gay candy.
I'll tell you what.
I'll taste your rainbow.
The gays should be making this list.
For sure.
Okay. Because you're not going to come upon a queen who says,
right?
Who says, oh, a plain milk, not even dark chocolate, a plain milk chocolate bar. Yeah, put that up there.
Yeah,
they want something, an onion that has layers.
I can't exactly say that a Skittle has layers, but what I will say.
Of course it does.
What are the layers?
Color.
Okay. Number 9 on this list, by the way, is Kit Kat. Oh, I forgot. Number 8 is also Twix. I feel like Twix and Kit Kat are pretty close together.
They're different.
Are they?
Kit Kat is superior than Twix.
No, I disagree.
No, that is wild.
What?
A Twix has a cookie in it.
Do you know how many different flavors? I've never been more sure that Kevin is straight than I am right now.
Wow.
To prefer a Kit Kat over a Twix.
Well, Kit Kat has different flavors. Twix only has one.
That's the top 10, okay? But what should be on this list? 916-909-1065. Good morning, Jaden. Jaden?
Good morning.
Hey, you're a kid?
Yes.
Okay, I guess
you know.
You're an expert on this. What candy should be in the top 10 that isn't?
Butterfingers.
That's a good one. Okay.
You know what? I feel that Butterfinger is underappreciated.
I don't even know what's in a butter. What is that?
Honeycomb?
Let me see.
What is honeycomb?
It's like the crunchy. Candy. It's like crunchy caramelized sugar.
It's not toffee. It's not a form of butterscotch toffee.
Is Jaden still there?
Yeah.
Jaden, the only problem I have with Butterfinger is it is a slog to get through.
Oh, it gets stuck in your
teeth like nobody's business.
Okay, what is it, though, Kevin? What's in a Butterfinger? Did you Google it?
Oh, yeah. It's layers of peanut butter core. It's like crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I never got that flavor profile.
No, I get it. Peanut butter.
Anyway, I'm pretty triggered by this, but a lot of people
guess
text about Butterfinger.
This wouldn't be like this if Kamala won.
Okay.
I'm screaming.
Yeah,
take that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, we've got some new research that kind of flips the saying older and wiser on its head. Because it turns out the saying older and wiser has a ceiling. And I think, if anything, our politicians have certainly proven that older does not always mean wiser. But what do you think is the age where the human mind will not improve anymore in any capacity? In fact, it starts to roll back.
65.
Ooh, you're close.
Yeah.
It's actually even younger. 60.
Really?
60. And this is new research that has come out. Cognitive Personality Functioning Index, which is a measurement of your intelligence, your judgment, and other key traits evolve over the average lifespan. Now, again, before boomers, we know you listen, okay? Before you get your granny panties in a bunch, this is not every single person. This is an average.
Okay.
Okay? So in some cases, it's younger. But there are all these different things that that they have pointed to with the human brain peaking between the ages of 55 and 60. Things such as fluid intelligence, which is your reasoning and your memory span and your processing speed. Now, it worries me because all three of those things are the same thing. My memory is garbage.
It's pretty bad.
But my processing speed is great. Like my, if there's like, if Jeopardy's on TV or something like that,
okay.
Like my wife will sit there, and my wife is immensa. She's a genius, but like she'll sit there, and even when she knows the answer, she doesn't say it fast enough. And I'm like just way faster than she is. Personality traits. This is another one. Also mature and increase through early adulthood before leveling off later in life. Like, conscientiousness, which is the diligence to see things through, and emotional stability. Those are things that have that peak at that age. Moral reasoning. Do you ever know an old person that will just say something and you're just like, whoa?
Absolutely. And like you know how you like know older people that as they get older,
yeah,
their views on stuff start to get a little wonkier and a little firmer.
Right. Like all of a sudden Pop-Up starts saying racist stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And like we want to blame it on the media that they consume, but like it's also maybe it's not entirely their fault. I mean, my grandmother was
always racist.
But right? I didn't know her when she was in her 40s. You know, I only knew her when she was older. So like, but that was before media was what it was.
Well, yeah, but it's also a time when...
I don't think she was radicalized by the NFL, you know?
No.
Financial literacy. You know how we always hear about old people getting scammed?
I gotta tell you, my stepmom isn't really involved in anything financial. My dad gives her enough to go to Ross and TJ Maxx and get more stuffed scarecrows or whatever it is she decides she needs that season.
Yeah.
But my dad, my mom, and my stepdad, very financially literate, no matter the age.
Interesting. Well, again, it's not everybody.
Right.
Yeah. And this is the last one on here that they found, which we're talking about how older and wiser has a ceiling. It's 60. 60, the brain does not get better. It actually gets worse after 60. The last one on here is cognitive flexibility. And I mean, I don't know if your parents are like this.
Okay.
But my mom is like this, where I'll call. And actually, my mother-in-law is like this, too, where we'll be like, hey, we have to be somewhere on Friday. Can you watch the kids? Like, I'll bring them over at 6 o'clock. And can you watch them? And they're like, I'm having friends over on Sunday. And you have to go, no, I know, I said Friday. Yeah. But I just...
I do know. My parents are not like that.
They're not?
But I do definitely know of people that are just like, Oh, I wish I could, but I have a hair appointment. Right. When's your hair appointment? Next month.
It's basically cognitive flexibility is the ability to shift smoothly between tasks or things you need to do. Like another thing that my mom does is be like, hey, something came up. Can you come over to the house right now or something like that? Well, I'm watering the plants. You go, okay, but could you come over right now, though, and just help it with something? I'm watering the plants. It's like, I'm pretty sure you could come back to that.
Well, is it an emergency that you're talking about?
It always would be. I would never call her unless something came up, you know?
Yeah.
But the other thing is like, I just don't look right. I'm not sure I can get it together. And it's like, you're just coming over and hanging out with your grandkids.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. Most of us are interested in living a very long life. I would say so. And according to new research, you can help yourself do that by doing something that almost everybody does anyway, just doing it earlier in your day. And that is eat breakfast.
Oh!
This study looked at almost 3,000 adults aged 42 to 94 and found that each hour participants delayed breakfast after 7:30 a.m., their chances of dying during the 34-year study, wow, 34 years they did this study, increased by 8 to 11%. That's not nothing. That's not nothing. This doctor said, quote, breakfast timing may reflect underlying changes in physiology, such as reduced morning appetite, fatigue, or health problems that make it harder to start your day. I'm concerned about myself. I've done intermittent fasting for a while. I usually don't eat breakfast, but I would imagine.
You know who does?
I know who does.
This guy.
You.
Me.
Katie's a breakfast queen.
I don't know about that. I just like to have something to eat at the beginning of the day.
Now
like as soon as I get here.
We wake up very early and we get here very early. So our schedule for eating is way off. Like if you want to give us something, you're like, oh, I would love to get the wake up call some food. And if it's 9 a.m., even 8 a.m., don't give us like breakfast stuff.
Yeah, no, we want to have lunch.
We're ready for lunch. Kevin would love a big bowl of pasta.
Yeah. Yes, he would.
But that is later in our morning. For breakfast, Katie has soup.
Okay.
That can't possibly be what this study is talking about. You can't possibly be healthier than us because the soup you have is so high in sodium, it's almost immeasurable.
Okay. Think about what people eat for breakfast.
Got it.
Okay. Think of a breakfast place.
Okay.
Okay. We have been programmed by Big Breakfast.
Right.
To think you're not eating dessert for breakfast. Pancakes, waffles, French toast.
Muffins. Donuts.
Okay. You are eating dessert for breakfast and everybody's acting like it's perfectly fine.
That's a really good point.
How is that better than me having miso in the morning?
It's not just miso. It's also like egg drop, right?
I have moved on to egg drop. Okay. I'm in a real egg drop soup phase.
And did we find out if that had more sodium in it? Oh, no, I remember what it was. Yeah, it's soy sauce. That's right.
Okay. Throw a little soy sauce and sriracha in there.
So you're right. You're absolutely right about dessert for breakfast.
Yeah.
That has become kind of like an American thing. Okay. But like...
But what, like what?
What if you're not one of those people? And what if you're having like, what is like a more normal, like some eggs, you know?
Egg drop soup.
No, I don't think that's...
I got an egg right here.
That where? Where's the egg in that?
Oh, right here.
She's opening her... Oh, that is an egg. That's like a whole egg. That just floats around in your soup.
Well, I haven't made the soup yet. I was eating.
Oh!
No. Don't worry.
A little late.
No, I was eating chicken wings.
Who's that behind you? It's the Grim Reaper.
Nope, it's okay. I have my chicken wings right here.
All right. Oh, chicken wings. All right. If you're just joining us, Katie's kind of taking this study that says that the later you eat breakfast, the worse it is.
You're going to die is what I'm saying.
Well, that's what the doctors are saying after a 34-year study, that you could have up to an 11% chance of dying sooner the later you eat breakfast. And she's saying, I'm not worried because I have egg drop soup by 5 a.m.
Yes.
And I've got chicken wings on the bench.
Okay, hold on. What is a culture that lives a very long time?
Asian, Japanese specifically.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I am.
Yes.
I am embracing and adopting their culture, not appropriating it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I am leaning into it, and I will live till I'm 93.
You say that a lot, by the way.
What?
Which is I will live till I'm 93. I'm not going to be here, ladies and gentlemen, for when Katie's 93. So it's up to you to make sure that she stays accountable on that.
Block it.
Okay. All right.
Well, I like to have a plan.
What's that?
I like to have a plan.
And that's your plan?
Yeah.
What are you doing to prepare for that plan?
Drinking me.
Having your breakfast soup so early in the morning. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.